down and troubled, and you need some loving care. And nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Just close your eyes.
Hello and good evening and welcome to Corner's Corner. Wayne, I'm trying to get you clicked in. It's taking a moment, so.
Okay.
Okay, you're there. Okay. I'm just Blog Talk Radio. I've been on the let me go over the show first. Tonight is our weekly show on anxiety and depression and things we can do to help. So with that being said, my anxiety is extremely high right now. Brian's anxiety is extremely high right now, and his computer's crashed. So he's working on getting it back up and running. So he said he's gonna be up most of the night doing that. Today's been a real struggle with the internet, as far as I'm concerned. I was just talking to Blog Talk Radio a few minutes ago before I come on air, and trying to get, you know, trying to get them to fix stuff, and they just, well, we send it to our engineers and we need this and we need that. No, you just need to fix the crap. I mean, it's that simple. So we're making a move next week, so I've got everything set up for the other show. You just need my name. It's Dan Corner for Skype. So you should be all set up for that. So Monday night we should be ready to roll on that network. Hopefully everything everything goes smooth. You know, we sit here and we've talked about this numerous times, that we're trying to reach out to the communities and help people, and our guests get cut off, or a co-host, you or me or whoever, gets cut off. It's just enough's enough, you know. It's really enough. Anxiety is I need to take my own advice and go meditate and chill out. It's what I need to do. It's just been frustrating, man. It's frustrating, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if you can't get through the people that, you know, you're paying to do the work, you know. Yeah, it does get that way, you know.
I mean, like right now, you're on the link, but who's to say that you'll be there in 20 minutes, you know?
No, I don't know, you know.
It's like last night.
Yeah, we kept losing Brian last night. You know, what did we lose him three times?
Yeah,
I mean, well, twice. That's ridiculous.
He called in on the link like you did, the Direct Connect, which I love. I love the Direct Connect. I like having it, but I think that's where the issue is with the Direct Connect. I really do. That I'm just hoping we make the right move. That's all. I like the way the other one sounds. It sounds really, really good, man. Really good.
Yeah.
And this don't sound bad. Now, you know, now that they've got that problem solved, we're back to getting cut off again. I mean, Brian got kicked off he was on the first time on the link, and then remember, we couldn't hear him. He could hear us, we couldn't hear him. So I had him get off of it and get back on, and then everything was fine for a few minutes, and then it kicked him off. Then he tried to call in, and it sent him some message telling him that there was too many people. There was three of us.
Yeah.
And Brenda and you called in on the cell phone, so I mean, her phone, so there was, you know, I don't understand it. I can have up to 50 call-ins, 50 guests at one time on the show. So, I mean, you could have a lot of people. So, anyway, it's enough about that. We'll be making a move next week. I'm really looking forward to it. I just hope that it's better than this. And I've heard a lot of good things, so.
Yeah. I'm hoping for the best, you know. Yeah.
If not, I guess we'll always come back here if this is all we got.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that bad. They just need to get some things worked out, you know. There's definitely some issues. So how's your anxiety hanging up? Is it hanging out all right?
I'm okay.
I know it's okay. All right, good. I know it's a little high, I'm sure, but it can be expected. You know, Mike brought up a real good point. What was it last week when he was talking about meditation and stuff? It really, really works. And you know, I posted some Native American songs up last week or over the weekend, a couple different ones, or a couple different, not just songs. It's a whole like 8 hours worth of stuff. And then I had Brian do a new commercial for the show, and I have Native American flute music playing in the background for, you know, like 2 minutes or so. And we'll do that later in the show. I want to do that. And some people, you know, can hear. I think that's what the kind of themes I'm going to go with is the, if not Native American, the like waterfalls and rain and stuff like that, the kind of meditation music. I think I'm going to start using that for the shows because, man, that, let me tell you, that stuff is very, very relaxing.
Oh, yeah.
It's too bad. It's too bad I couldn't get an Epsom salts bath with that music playing in my bathroom, man. I would, I'd probably sleep in the tub. I'd probably just crash and burn right there and call it a night. That's how relaxing it is.
Yeah.
You know,
it's very, I love the sound of snowfall, you know, when it almost sounds like sizzling bacon in the wintertime. Oh, yeah, that is I love that.
Yeah.
To me, that is, I could sit out there on the porch in the cold and listen to that all night long.
You know, a lot of people don't like cold weather because it makes their pain worse, which I'm sure it does with you as well. But, man, I mean, I remember driving over the road and being in the snow and, you know, have to call it a day or a night or whatever time it was. And it'd be snowing and it's just so quiet out, you know, it's so quiet and you hear the snow and you're like, people think you can't hear snow. Yeah, you can. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I've heard it, you know, and it's like so, so relaxing, man. And you know, these are things that we need to, well, the snow part's a little different. I mean, but you know, the peaceful things like the music and meditation and this and that, that's what we all need to be trying to do to help ease our pain and our anxiety. It does. It works really well. It's amazing.
I think a lot of people just dismiss meditation, you know, because it's one of those things that, I mean, you hear people talk about, you know, and usually if you hear it, it's, I was smoking a joint and I meditated and da-da-da-da-da. You have to kind of toss away your preconceived ideas of this and just give it a shot.
Right.
Yeah. Because once you master it, you know, I mean, you're not going to sit down and master this the very first time, you know, because, I mean, you got to find, you know, for me, it was like the right background music, you know, something soft and relaxing, you know. And with us, it's different for everybody. So you got to kind of play around there, you know. Sure. And then once you do it, it's just taking a breath and let go with it, you know. If they actually try it, you know, and they get done meditating, they do. They just feel so much better. You know, it's, I mean, I'm sorry, but there's times you got to shut up and just give it a shot, you know. If it doesn't work, then you can go, yeah, see, I told you so. Whatever, you know, but at least give it a shot.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's a very a very good thing to use. There's many different ways of meditation, but you got to calm your body down. You got to calm your mind down. I'm a lot of Native American is all I know. I've been thinking about it for a few years now of getting the test for the Native American and seeing exactly how much Native American I do have. And possibly getting paid for it, because you can, if you have over 23 or 25%, I think, I forget exactly what it is, but it's like $150 for the test. It's a lot. They don't just give you the money right away. So, you know, that's something that I am considering, because I have grandparents that are full blooded Native American. So, I know that I got a lot. I ain't full blooded, I don't think, but I've got a lot, that's for sure. So I'm going to try that. But that's one thing that I've learned from following Native American, because I have my own Native American group as well. Here I am advertising my other stuff that I really don't, I'm really not involved with that much. I actually posted in there yesterday, the first time I posted in there in several months. I have a friend that she takes care of it for me. But, you know, I learned a lot of Native American ways and healing, meditation, some of the things that Native American people have done and still do really works well for a lot of things. And meditation is something that some Native American tribes were big on. Natural healing, they were big on. You know, so there's a lot out there. And I'm not trying to turn my show into all about Native American. I'm saying this for a reason, because I want people to realize, I don't know if you ever been around Native American people, they're so calm,
yes, I have.
So laid back,
yes,
all the time. I mean, they are the most relaxed individuals that I have ever seen. They just, you know, they I need to practice what I'm preaching. Okay, I'm the first to admit it. I do. I need to learn from what I'm saying. But
yeah,
I've seen it happen. I've done it. I know what it does. It does a lot. It helps a lot. Yeah. And if we can just get people.
I had a friend of mine who was a sergeant in the Marine Corps. He was a full-blooded Cherokee. This guy could sleep anywhere.
Oh yeah, I
mean, anywhere. You know, he could sleep upside down on rocks. You know, and he was. I mean, he was just so relaxed. You know, and I mean, we went through a mortar attack, and this guy didn't wake up. You know,
wow.
I mean, there was only thing you could do was just, you know, put your head down.
Sure.
You know, and at the very end, he kind of lifted up his helmet and he goes, "What was that?" You know, it would, yeah. Oh, this guy was fantastic, you know. And everybody else, I mean, their buttholes are puckered up through their throat, you know. And right? Yeah, I loved how Native Americans just kind of wandered through all that like it was nothing. And sure. You know, the rest of us are like, "Oh, yeah, dude, are you really human?" Oh, yeah, they just had a much different way of looking at things.
Sure.
You know, I mean, if you have a whole race of people that can look at something and just go, that's okay, you know, that's okay, which is kind of what we're trying to get across to a lot of people is, yes, we're disabled, but it's okay. You know, we got to kind of chill ourselves a little bit. I mean, this is something that we have to do, you know. Yes, we have awful, awful problems, but it's okay. You know, there's all this stigma with it, but that's okay.
Sure.
You know, if we just relax or hold on the reins a little bit, what it does for us, you know, as an end result, is we have less really bad days.
Sure. You know,
are you going to have, you know, no pain days? Oh, come on. I don't even have those. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if, you know, if you can have one or two less really painful days a week, why not? You know, give it a shot.
Yeah. I've had a few people, you know, write comments on my, the music that I shared, and I said, "Wow, thanks, Dan. It's really, really helped." Yeah, it helps. And it's on YouTube. It's free.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for it. You just have to search it. That's all.
Yeah.
And you know, I understand some people are not real good searching stuff. Believe me, I'm not good at it neither. I've learned how to do it, but you know, I don't mind getting it and sharing it for people. I don't mind doing it. I mean, it takes a couple minutes of my time. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
My point is, you don't even have to like Native American people or their heritage or anything. You don't have to know anything about them. And you don't have to care about them. It's not even that. It's just what works. Their music is the best. And I know people think it was because I'm part Native American. It's not. It's not. I don't follow my heritage like I should. It's just it really works. it really, really works for anxiety. It's great. It is great. I want to change subject real quick. Sure. I want the listeners to know, well, this is important to me, that me and Laura Ann, Limey Laura, let's put it that way. That's what I know her by. This name change Facebook did, I don't like. We have a page called Stay Connected Campaign. We come up with this. Actually, Laura did all the work on it, honestly. But it's to help people stay connected if they lose their cable service or their phones or whatever the case may be. You can get free phones. They call them Obama phones. You can get free phones. So I wanted to share that with everyone on the show. It's on my Facebook page, like everything else. But I want people to know that this is a very big deal to us, and not just us, you and Brian too, I'm sure. I'll include all of this, because when people are, it's bad enough that people isolate themselves, okay? But if they have no choice, like I've seen a few people losing their cable and internet and stuff, because some people just can't afford it.
Yeah.
And so I wanted everyone to know that there's a way to stay connected to each other. And it's very important. It's very important, because when you're having an extremely bad day or bad night, you need to be able to reach out and talk to someone. And I just wanted people to know that that's out there. There's information on there, how they can get the phone and so forth and so on. So, sorry, I just wanted to throw that in because Laura just tagged me into this. I took the hint she was wanting me to about it, so I did. I forgot to do it last night, honestly.
That's fine. That's fine.
But, you know, because I think it's very important that we do stay connected to the outside world, because some people are isolated bad enough as it is now, let alone you take away their phones or you know, internet or whatever, and they can't have contact with anyone. That's not a safe place to be in.
No.
I've been there myself. It's not a good place to be. So, you know, and again, I've heard that the floating that we talked about a couple weeks ago. I heard it's really, really good for the mind. It really relaxes the mind and the body. I still haven't been able to really research it too much, because I've had some other things going on here that I've been dealing with. But I want to try to if insurance is cut and where people can go to get it.
Yeah,
I haven't had here in Florida find. I'm not so sure that it's even actually here yet. It might not be. So I don't know.
I know that it's, you know, all around us. I don't know if we actually have it here. You know, it's like those deprivation chambers, you know, where you saw them in kind of the old movies where people get, you know, in these tanks of water, they close everything around them, and it's completely dark, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything I heard from it, you know, like, you know, I had to do my research and crap on it, you know, is, you know, that the people in the college studies that were doing this reported coming out after, you know, 5-10 minutes, very calm, very relaxed, you know, they could reach up there and they could lift the flap up so they knew they weren't trapped, you know, and they just sat there and kind of just chilled, you know, kind of got a chance to step back from what was going on. I think something like that, you know, would be wonderful. Yeah.
Sure. It would help all areas of chronic pain. I mean, it would help the anxiety, the depression, the pain. Life would be great again. Really. Yeah. I mean, you know, like you said a while ago, I don't think any of us are ever going to be totally pain-free. But we can do things to help, and that's what we need to do. You know, we've gotten, and I want to pat ourselves on the back a little bit, because we've been harping for a long time to get people to start coming out of their shells. and to start talking. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it's on my Facebook. I've had several people posting their videos and pictures of them, mainly the Lyme community. But, man, I'm excited for that because, you know, we've been harping on it for a while, and we've been harping on it pretty heavy for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see it. You know, I'm glad to see people hearing us, realizing. I've been on my page as well. We need to start sharing our videos. I used to do videos all the time, but I really don't have time to do videos now. But I will get back into doing videos again. You know, a couple of videos here and there. I had so many people say, I just like seeing somebody talk, you know, instead of just hearing the voice, I get to see them. And excuse me, this lets us and lets other people see that people are really, really sick. I feel so bad for the Lyme community. I really do. It's awful. You heard Brenda talk last night. Brenda's a strong person. Now I'm not kidding. Yeah. She is very strong. Yeah. You know, and it gets her. Like today, she's not having a great day. It's sad. It's heartbreaking. These people don't. None of us deserve what we have. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. None of us do. But one of the biggest problems in the Lyme community is doctors just don't know how to treat it, don't want to know how to treat it. That's just heartbreaking. These people are very, very, very ill. You know, we talk about CRPS and how bad it is. It's very painful. Like, CRPS is very, very painful. It's the worst one out there, they say. You know, but it can affect your organs, but not like Lyme disease, man. Lyme disease is bad. I mean, it is very bad. You know, people, they have to detox themselves and they get sick. It's like, wow. So I just want to throw that in. You know, they are coming around. It takes time. You know, these are people that I don't like using the word ashamed, because there's nothing to be ashamed of. And we've said this many times, but they're so sick, man. They're just so sick. And they're ashamed of themselves because they're so ill. They don't want people seeing that. People need to see that. Yeah. People need to see how sick people really are. That's one thing with the CRPS community I've really never had a problem with, because they'll show their limbs that are affected and stuff. CRPS has been very good about that. Lyme disease has been holding it, and they need not to hold it. And I'm proud of them for letting this go and showing people. And feel free to continue showing. And everyone that shares it, I will share it on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
I will share
it. If they want to share it, Disabled Americans for Change, more than happy they can post it up there. Yeah, I mean, there's a place for people to, you know, post their story, what they go through, what they have. I so encourage people to do that. That is how, I mean, we have to throw our pain and our disabilities right in people's faces.
Yes.
So then to say, you know, wow, these people do hurt. They do suffer. I am guilty of this, where I have gone into Walmart and I've seen somebody on a cart, you know, and I'm going, what the hell is their problem? Why are they on a cart? You know, why are they parking in that parking spot? Well, usually it's because I don't know. I cannot see what is wrong with them. And since I've started doing this, you know, a few years back, I mean, I tell you what, I don't ask that question anymore. You know, I keep my mouth shut, because I do. I know what it is. But we have to make it so even Congress can't go, yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with you. You know,
yeah.
We need to call BS on some of these things, and it's come the time, you know.
Right.
We got to come out of our little closet, and you know, you and I both do this. We're screwed up. We don't have a problem with saying that we're screwed up. You know, we have days where, I mean, we're just complete asses, but.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, we're honest and upfront about it. And,
right.
You know, if you're having a bad day, I know why, and vice versa. So,
yeah.
Come on.
Well, you know, the main thing is what I feel, what I think is, you know, we have to, it's hard when you don't have chronic pain to know what other people are going through. And yeah. I've caught myself, you know, I seen a guy the other day, weeks ago, parked in a handicapped parking spot, and he ran into the store. And I told my wife, I said, that pisses me off. Well, you don't know if he's disabled. I said, well, if he's disabled, he won't be running. I'll tell you that. Yeah. That just doesn't work. You know, even with chronic pain, it doesn't work. So, I mean, you know, but sometimes you're right. Sometimes it's very hard to tell. And I usually, and it's just because this is the way I was raised to respect my elders. So when I'm going to park in a handicapped spot, if I see an elderly person with a handicap decal or tag, I'll move somewhere else so they can park there just because it's respect. They're older. They have a harder time getting around. Even though I've got a disability and I can't get around real well, I'm still going to leave that spot for them. That's just the way I was brought up, you know, and not everybody's that way. And that's okay. But, you know, we just need to really pay attention. And me doing these radio shows, for one, having a disorder that I've had for the last almost 4 years, I've learned, you know, other people can have it. And you really can't tell. You can't look and tell. Sometimes you can, but sometimes you can't. So, yeah, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just a really messed up situation. And healthcare, you know, Social Security, all this stuff is messed up.
Yeah.
And I just,
you know, I've been kind of just cruising through Facebook here, and there's one by Lammy Laura here. She is talking about a Brenda Mall, who is living in a van, no money, no nothing, you know. And if somebody doesn't do something, I mean, she has Lyme disease.
Yes.
You know, why do we let these things go by, you know?
Sure.
How can we as you know, humans say, well, yeah, but you know, she was just living off the government anyway. You know, how can those words come out of people's mouths? I don't understand it, you know. I can never understand the people who are so-called Christians or, you know, Republicans, how they can even utter those words. Well, you know, they're not working hard enough. Right. They're dying, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of all the things that you could say, those aren't the ones you could say, you know. Those are the people that we need to, that we're trying to help, you know. We're trying desperately. And it's like we get stopped at, you know, every wall, every door, every window, we just cannot get through, you know, which is why we need people to come out. You know, we need all the help we get, you know. And who else other than people who have our illnesses and our diseases and our pain, who better to understand, you know?
Yeah.
And once we get this out, you know, maybe we can start making a dent in this, you know. what's the big deal about, bringing your story out and, mm-hmm. Hopefully maybe you can get another person to share it. And maybe before you know it, we got the whole damn world knowing, hey, people are not in good shape. They're not in good shape. And they need help.
It's just like I helped, and I haven't donated to it yet. I'm going to donate to Brenda Moles' GoFundMe this weekend. Mm-hmm. I have to wait till I have the money. But I really helped. I pushed her very hard and got her. She got $175 right now. Mm-hmm. And thank you to the people that donated for Brenda. Brenda is very. She is very honest, and she like I said, she's the one who was on the show last night. She's very honest. Brenda will go without to make sure somebody else has it, and that's the kind of people that I don't want to say that they deserve help more than anyone else, because that's not true. They all deserve help, but these are the type of people that I really go to bat for. The people that I know that is legit. It's the real story, because there is a bunch of scams with GoFundMe. There has been for a long time, so that's why you don't really see me sharing a whole lot of GoFundMes. I'm very picky on the ones I do share. The ones I do share, I don't want them to feel like they owe me anything, not even a thank you. I'm just trying to help, But I say this because a lot of people. Can I post my GoFundMe on your page? No, you can't. I don't do that. And I don't. Yeah. Like I said, I do it for very few people because I just don't know who to trust. I mean, I do it to people that I know, and I know that I can trust. And Brenda's one of them. Brenda has been a rock for the Lyme community for a long time. And like I said, she's a great individual. But all of them in the Lyme community are struggling right now. They all need help. And like I said, if we even a dollar, if you take 50 people, a dollar per person, that's $50. That's a meal. Because Brenda goes without eating a lot, and she has for a long time. You heard her say it last night. And it's no joke, it's no lie. She does. So but there's a lot of them out there. There's a lot of them. There's a gentleman, I can't remember his name. I can't seem to find the post now, but Laura shared it with me last week. He's in very, very bad shape as well. And about either has lost everything he had or is about to lose everything he had. I'm not sure. But if y'all could find that GoFundMe with that gentleman, Laura should be tagged in it, I'm sure, or she'd be the one to do it. Make sure that you share that one as well. I don't remember the guy's name. I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to find it, and I just can't find it right now because my page is buried up with stuff.
Yeah.
But, and can you imagine what their anxiety level is, man? I mean, I can't imagine, dude. I've almost lost everything back when I first long-term disability while I was waiting on my disability. Wasn't because of my son-in-law, 19 years old, we would have lost everything. Him and my wife paid everything. And, that's a lot for a 19-year-old kid to do. And but they kept things going, kept us moving, and we made it, but some people don't have people like that. And it's not right, man. I'm really more upset with our government for allowing this to happen to chronically ill people and our veterans. It's wrong, man. It's wrong. And I see there's a thing going around on Facebook. I'm trying to find it. That is to email, call, or write somebody. And again, I can't find that neither. But I'm not very well prepared for this stuff tonight. I'm sorry. I was doing anxiety and depression. I wasn't getting over on this stuff. But
yeah,
you know, it just saddens me, man. It saddens me. We need to really step up our game and start fighting and start being an ass. I mean, start being an ass. It's that simple.
Yeah. No. Well, I get it all the time, and it really frustrates me as people ask me, why are you so angry? And my response is, why aren't you?
Yeah.
You know, why aren't you angry? I mean, you should be, we should be the ones who are about ready to explode. And, you know, and just sitting back and going, it's not going to help to say anything. How do you know? You know, if you're not speaking up, not letting people know what your life is like, you don't know.
Right.
You know, quit with this 1900, you know, we're out in the middle of nowhere in the little house in the prairie. All by ourselves, and nobody cares. No.
That's all right. I've been doing it too. I can't. I can't shake the cough this evening for some reason. I've been doing it all day. It's we got to quit being. I don't know if the word selfish or what the word I should really use. We've really got to put our heads together and help one another. I mean, I can't say it enough. I cannot say it enough. It's okay. Okay. Here's something. Lawton. He posted it. An opportunity to make ourselves heard. Stanford research seek people with chronic pain for survey. Okay. That's one thing. And there's something else somewhere. Okay, please help us publicize the Washington rally against pain on October 22nd, which is already gone, isn't it? So, yeah. No, we're in September. October's next month. September. Yeah, I'm thinking. I'm thinking we're in October already. Whoops, my bad. Highlight and copy the following press release. Drop it into a document. Print the document. Send it by mail. Into the newsroom editor for your local regional paper. It has already been sent to Washington Post and Washington Times, plus over 30 veterans associations and service groups. So, yeah, that's in my group. I'm going to share that on my public page, which I don't think I did. So it's there if people want it. It's now on my Facebook page. I just put it there. Some of this stuff might be good. Some of it might be not so good. But you know what? It's if it's going to open eyes and ears, that's what we need.
Yeah.
And here's another one. People are dying and the government is lying. I'm going to share this one, too.
Yeah.
Because that is the truth. That is no lie. That is the truth. So I shared two things on my Facebook. If y'all want to share them or read them or whatever, they're there. So, you know, we are going to take my commercial break. I want you to hear this commercial.
Okay.
I'm excited about it. I'm sorry. I'm just childish. I'm just childish, but it's only like 2 minutes long. So we'll take that commercial and we'll be right back. Hello. Okay. Thank you all for listening to Corners Corner. Please enjoy the music and a word from our sponsors. Putting the Fire Out, CRPS, RSD, and Chronic Pain Warriors. We'll be back with you in a couple moments. Thank you and enjoy the rest of the show. Okay. I cut it off a few seconds early. Let me tell you something. That is the most relaxing that I have ever listened to. Just that minute, it's like my mind's totally clear. I mean, it does not take long. I know it can get a little boring sometimes listening to it.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, man, it'll clean your mind out very quick, very quick. But did that commercial was done over on the other site that we're moving to. When I clicked play, it went right to it. That's how fast that works over there. I mean, yeah. when I click to go on the show, it goes instantly. There's no lag. Like here, you know, it spins and spins and spins. Not there, buddy. It's Johnny on the spot. When you hit click, when you hit play, it plays. Mm-hmm. Like I've got one on my page. Click it. You'll see where it says Spreaker. And click on them. Watch how quick it plays. Because you've listened to these shows recorded before. And you know how long it takes to get it to roll, right?
Yeah.
It's all commercial free there. No commercials unless you do your own. Or you can add commercials if you want, but you don't have to have them.
Yeah.
And when you click that play button, Lane, it'll take you to the next – to the page. It takes you to a totally separate page and has like a little equalizer-looking thing across the screen. And, bam, it'll start playing right away. So I'm excited. I am.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about it. It'll be so much better. And we promote your show a lot better and everything else. So it's going to be great. But, you know, back to what we were talking about or some of what we were talking about, we need to continue to reach out to one another, continue posting videos and pictures and conversation. You know, briefly, we don't have to go into full details of what's going on with this, but let people know a little bit. Especially in my group, it's very safe. Your group is safe, and Brian's group is safe. Those are some safe places to go to do that if you want to. My Facebook groups are not, but my Facebook page is. So you know, I get a lot of people respond to things there. So I want the community, the chronic pain community, to know we're all here to help, and we're going to continue doing what we can. We're going to try to step it up and do some other things that we can do, and see what goes on from there. We just need to keep pushing, man. Keep pushing, keep fighting, keep raising awareness. Keep telling, you know, talking about these disorders and how we're feeling and so forth and so on. Brian's feeling very pissed off. his computer, man, has really give him. And let me tell you, he's smart with computers. He helped me. Mm-hmm. He walked me through some stuff earlier with mine. He made it so easy. He's like, man, I gotta fix mine. I'm like, go fix your computer, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow. He's so aggravated because he wanted to do the show. And he's like, I'd call in, but I gotta get my computer fixed. Because, you know, he could lose a lot of stuff on that computer. So he's working on it tonight. He's not having a good night. I'm gonna send him some Native American music and tell him to listen to it on his phone. He'll be all kinds of mad then. That's okay. He'll listen to the music and he'll settle down. But now I know what it's like, man. I had computer problems here not too long ago. And it wasn't because of my wife. I wouldn't be probably doing the show right now.
Yeah.
Because I'd have pumped lead through my computer. I done told her I'm done with it. I mess with it anymore. Yeah. I put a big hole in it.
Yeah, I have more than once wanted to. Well, I wish I still owned my handgun so I could actually put my computer out of this misery, but.
Right. To put it to sleep.
I know it's not that old. All I have to do is just pay attention to it and do some cleaning, and it's right back up to where it's supposed to be. It just,
yeah.
I perceive that I don't have the time, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I use this to you know, I talk to people, you know, via Messenger, you know, and,
right.
you know, we don't just talk about, you know, being disabled and da 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 da. We talk mm-hmm. about everything, you know.
Right.
And, you know, we'll be talking and, you know, all of a sudden it gets a comment. Do you realize it's 2 o'clock in the morning? No. You know, but it was, just, you're talking about anything and everything, whatever happened to come to mind or whatever you happened to read, you know, right. and, you know, but it was just conversing with people like you, you know, mm-hmm. People that have pain and, you know, they're struggling through life, you know, you get and talk to them. And it's amazing what they can do for you if you just let it, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people go, well, talking to somebody else, you know, who's, you know, in pain or they have, you know, a disease like mine, you know, that's depressing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, then don't talk about depressing crap, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, these are normal people.
Yeah. That's one thing that we, need to try to stop doing so much is talk about the pain, your frustrations. I mean, you got to be able to get this stuff out. Okay. It's yeah. not that I'm saying don't do it at all. You know, you just got to, we have to remember that we are putting that strain on our mind, and that's what we have to be considerate of, and not stress ourselves out so much by talking about the pain all the time and this and, you know, anxiety and all this stuff. We do have to do it some, but we need to try to minimize it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because it's definitely not good for our health at all. And, you know, it's a juggling game. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not easy things to do. I'm not going to lie. It's not. None of this stuff is easy. But you know, we have to learn from each other. You know, I have to learn from you. You have to learn from me. We have to learn from different people. That's how it works.
Yeah. You know,
that's how this stuff works. We share information. We get it that everything's not always going to work for everybody the same, but
yeah.
you never know till you try it. I mean, you just never yeah. know till you try it. So, I mean, that's the main thing. People have got to start trying different things. If not, you're not going to get, it's not going to get any easier for you, period. I mean, it's just yeah. not, you know, right now we're kind of like at a standstill. There's not a whole lot of anything going on with any kind of any more information out about any of the disorders that I'm aware of. There's not at this moment, but
no.
It can happen any day, any time for that matter. You know, what really, really frustrates me, and it frustrates a lot of people, I'm sure, is the fact that, you know, they can come across a cure for Zika virus in a matter of days, and Lyme disease, and, you know, these disorders that are cancer, you know, stuff like that. That's very harmful to people. That can kill somebody in a matter of, you know, no time. they can't find a cure for that. So that really upsets me a lot. I know that the Zika virus is something that was brought over from other countries. I'm not going to get into that discussion because that's a whole different show. But, you know, they can find a cure for that. And don't get me wrong. I'm glad they found help for Zika. I am. I'm glad they helped. But, you know, in the meantime, I'm kind of discouraged because these other issues have been around a lot longer than the Zika virus. And they have nothing. And it really discourages me. It really makes me angry knowing that we're losing people every day to these disorders. We've lost 2 in 1 week for Lyme disease.
Yeah.
2 in 1 week, man.
yeah, that's
sickening.
Yeah.
It really is. There's not many words to say.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's, people go, well, yeah, but, people get killed in car accidents, every 20 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, that's not even the point. You can answer that. Well, why don't they make cars safer? It just would actually cost the car makers a little bit more money. So that's not even the point. The point is even that is something that we can correct, mm-hmm. and people dying out, just so that we can shovel a little bit more money to the rich.
Yeah.
No, how do you justify that? In a reasonable mind, we're supposed to be reasonable people.
Yeah.
And we are unfortunately in a community where death is reality. People are dying from this, and people are dying because, there isn't a cure, even though mm-hmm. there should be one. Or the treatments are, medications are so expensive, you can't pay for them. Mm-hmm. Or if they do knock them down a little bit, you're stuck with the choice of, do I pay my rent or my utilities, or do I get my medication? You're really, you don't have much of a choice here. You're stuck. One way or the other, you're going to be homeless, or you're going to go without your medication to help you, which is going to end up killing you.
Sure.
I would really like to have some of these, well-intended politicians come on here with us and tell us why. Why is it that the lives of humans, people that are just like you and me, who are actually living a life a whole hell of a lot worse. Why aren't they important? Why should I be concerned with the fact that Donald Trump hasn't had to pay taxes in a long time?
Right.
Why not? Right. We had to pay taxes our whole life. And that I'm a smart businessman, just doesn't cut it.
Yeah.
When we're allowing that, and it's as a result of it, people are dying. I have to draw the line.
Right.
Don't tell me that you're a smart businessman and use that as a justification for, thousands and thousands of people dying.
Right.
I just don't accept it. I don't. These are the things that we really need to address. Does GM need to make a little bit more money? Does Exxon need to make, a couple billion more dollars this year?
Sure. Yeah,
I'm with you. At what cost? And that's the thing is, as we're at the bottom of that ledger, and we're the ones that are getting crossed off. And I don't accept people's lives being crossed off so that somebody else's bottom line gets a little bigger. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that we need to start addressing, and until we start coming out and making enough noise. We have to start making more noise.
Oh, absolutely.
And until people get a chance to see us for what we are, we're not bad people.
Right.
We're not. There's nothing wrong with us. We're not defective toys laying in a, box in the corner of some kid's closet. We're real people. And we have real feelings. And, we're just as important as a rich person. We're just as important. I'm not high up on the social ladder.
Right.
But that shouldn't matter as far as, you know, what is done for me, you know, because I'm still an American citizen, and I should be getting the same rights as everybody else, you know, and if a congressman can get, you know, gold-plated health care, why can't we? These are things that we accept, and we have to quit accepting them.
Right. That's true.
Okay, I'm done ranting.
Hey, this is Laura Ann just popped this up. I guess it's something new. It's Hand in Hand Memorial Page. This is a place to share a flower memory, flower poem. The sites are posted for our Lamis that have passed away at a place to grieve. So if anybody wants, I shared that too. Lami Lures, man, she's on it, man. She's always doing stuff. You know, Wayne, you're absolutely right. And I would love to have politicians come on my show. I would love the opportunity to blast their ass, because that's exactly what I would do. I would blast them. They would not even know what hit them. They would not even know.
They would end up hanging up in 30 seconds.
Sure.
Because that, and you would be having to hit the button so much to bleed me out that it wouldn't make a whole lot of difference anyway.
I hear you. Well, listen, I'm going to have to run a couple minutes early. I guess someone is snooping around our yard. So my wife is out there, and I need to get out there with her. So I hate to cut it early, but we've been having some problems in the neighborhood, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
So I'm going to go check. So everyone have a good night, and we'll talk tomorrow night on RSD CRPS. All right. Good night, Wayne.
Thanks, Dan.
Good night.